The title is Faith and Happiness. The title of this message is Faith and Happiness. The passage in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Jesus, the way to the Father. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And with the key verse is in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. So I'll read together this key verse. Hebrew 4:1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. And the message title is Faith and Happiness. May we open our heart to hear his words through our pastor. We invite our pastor to come and share the message. Welcome all of our servants to come and worship with us. And Pastor Lu, Pastor Paul. And we also have many guests to come this morning. We will think about the title of this message, just faith in it. Anytime you are connecting faith with your happiness in life, or faith is one way, but happiness is a different way. And this morning, how can our faith can bring us happiness? Maybe there are some who are finding happiness. Maybe meaning something, if we lost it, then we no longer have. There are two friends out there. They were friends from when they were young, and each one followed their each other. And after a long time, they met. Yeah. And one was wearing something, saying, hey, why are you dressing so nice today? I have been married. The other said, oh, congratulations on your marriage. Oh, congratulations. I was married to an old person. He's very old, my husband. I was forced into this marriage. Then, this very spirit was spirit. It's not okay. He is old, but he's very rich. Oh, congratulations. Your husband is very rich. But he is so selfish. That is unfortunate. And the other said, last year he bought me a private home, about $300,000. Oh, the other said, that's good. Congratulations. And the other said, what congratulations? I was, the house burned down. Oh, really? That's a very sad situation. Okay. No, it's not so sad. Why not so sad? Your house was burned down. But when it was found that my husband was in it and he died in the fire. Happiness could come and go depending on what we receive or what we lost. All the psychologists talk to us about there are three things that are easy to do that we have the tendency to find happiness and live in a meaningful life with happiness. The first thing is a person must have something to do. Life that doesn't have anything to do is very boring. Some of us, you are the old officer coming from Vietnam. When we see the security, we don't have anything to do. wanted to go back to Vietnam. Though during this time, it was very suffering time. They don't have anything to do here. It is very boring without anything to do. They want to go back to Vietnam. If you don't do anything, there is nothing that... When we do nothing, we become evil. That's the saying in the Vietnamese. If we don't have anything to do, we will fall into something evil. The second point is that happiness means that we have to have someone to love. There are parents love their children, and the children will love their parents. There are come find the opposite sex to give love if they don't have anybody to love. And at least they have a dog or a cat to give the love to that. Even love the snake. And they raise these pets at the home. They have to find something so that they can express their love to that object. And the third point is that to have meaning, that must have, life must have a purpose, a target to work toward. But if the life just keep on going daily, it is very boring. And so life must have a purpose to move toward. However, we have to think about what we do, is it right or wrong? The object of love is worth of our love or not? And the purpose that we are working for, is it a good purpose or an evil purpose? And this morning I'd like to share with you the thing about the verses of the message we just read in John chapter 14 verse 17. It expresses things that are right for us to do. The object of love must be right and the right purpose for us to follow. Let's pray for guidance. Yeah, Father, we need you in our life. May your word to teach us. When we follow you, that we feel that maybe we don't have any need in life, maybe no purpose in life. That faith, something is wrong with that. May the word of the Lord lead us, teach us, so that we can see faith. It will lead us to the happiness that you are preparing for us. May you help us to be careful in our faith, experience what you have promised, so that while there are promises to give us in rest, that we may be left behind. May you help us to understand your word. May the Holy Spirit lead us. We turn our hearts to God and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's think about the first thing is what makes our life meaningful. It's both have faith and happiness. The first thing is that the right thing we need to do in the first. Jesus told his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. All the anxiety, our burdens, give us trouble. Many of us in the last week, we have accidents, we have troubles with sickness. There are many problems that causes anxiety. In this life, we find a way to resolve the unpeacefulness by doing something like we want to go fishing to find peace. Or climbing the mountain, some other maybe just find food, find some kind of food so that we can forget the burdens of life. Some find the dancing floor or place of karaoke so that we can find happiness there or go to a movie, for example. Many, there are things, and after all of those, we can still feel empty inside. And we continue to find something to fulfill this emptiness inside. But no one can fill this emptiness inside. Praise be to God. God give us a way to resolve this anxiety and type of life. Do not be, let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. God gave us the faith in Christ to resolve all the anxiety of life. If we have a faith in Christ that we continue to see anxiety, that means the faith is still something wrong with our faith that causes us cannot have the fun. Jesus told us, if you believe in God, believe also in me. It has a meaning like this. It has this kind of meaning. Have to believe in Jesus just like you believe in God. If you believe in God, you also believe in God. That means put your trust in Jesus Christ just like you put your trust in God. Because Jesus is the image of God that we could not see. We could not see God, our Father, but we can see the image of Jesus Christ. It is described in the Bible because we do not live amongst us. But the Bible, the scripture talk about Jesus, the image of God. He is the image of God. He is the only one who is sent by God to find and save the lost. Believe in God, you also believe in Jesus Christ. And because during the time they did not believe in Jesus at some time, and Jesus told them, when I am in the Father and the Father in me, then believe in me. Without just believe in my work. That means if you don't believe in the words of Jesus Christ, the teaching of Christ, look at what Jesus has done. Jesus has done many miracles in his ministry. He made the mute to talk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see, the cripple can walk, and all the demon possessed can be cleansed. Even the dead is resurrected. But the problem is the value of those is not they change. On the life, or change some situation, some physical condition, but he changed the heart of those he healed. All the miracles he done is for those life is changed to find the true meaning of life while they are living. So, when a liar can have met with Jesus Christ, that life before it was said, after is rejoicing, before unpeaceful, after experiencing true peace, that was a unhappiness, but now it's less. Before it was a selfish life, but now they can live in a forgiving life. That life before, they would have been denied in society, but now they have a value before the Lord. So look at all the things that Jesus Christ has done so that we see our faith, examine our faith. Jesus said, believe in me also. It means that before you have believed, the disciples have believed in God, but they did not see God, but also believe in me. That means now you have to put trust in Jesus Christ. It's the image of God that they can see right now. And so, when our love, we put trust in the Lord, means we see the image of God the Father to live among us. That is something that we have to do correctly to have happiness in this life. The reason of an unhappy life because of sin. We have no God in our lives. Jesus Christ came to fulfill the emptiness in the heart of those who put trust in the Lord Jesus Christ so they can experience forgiveness. Therefore, our faith that would have value cannot begin from imitation. We believe whatever other believe. Well, come from tradition, from family. My parents believe it, so I believe. No. Belief must have value when we know who we believe. Why do I believe? If we believe in Christ, who is Jesus Christ? Why do I have to believe in Jesus Christ? he was saved in the wrong object, continue to vex us, and we continue to feel unhappy. Faith is not just to get something in this life, not something, a fortunate thing that others don't have, that we do have. What we have in this life can come and can go. Things can come, can give us a little bit of happiness, and when we lost it, we will feel anxious and disappointed. If life without anxiety, just like anxiety Jesus, your mind will be not easy when you put trust in the God and you put trust in Jesus Christ. So may the Lord help us while we still have the promise to lead us to rest. Do all that we can. We have to be an effort. We put trust in Jesus Christ. So we will not be left behind. That is something that we have to do so that our lives can be blessed and be of happiness. The second point to a life meaning in happiness, that is, we have someone to worship correctly. In verse 2, in my Father's house have many rooms. In his paradise has been prepared for you, dear congregation. The place that Jesus prepared, what is place? What kind of place? Can you imagine what place it would be? Thankful we are preached at many places in different states. And there are 2.2 times. One time in 2008, I went in a camp in Utah for the youth. And that pastor, he does everything by himself. He does not delegate to anyone. And so people would buy me a ticket to travel to the camp 2 days before and then stay behind a few days. And normally, they would buy the ticket for me. They bought ticket, and this pastor bought me a ticket to come one day early. And he was so busy, and that morning he took the van and took me to the church and put all the equipment. And because we have to take all these equipment to the camp, and so he and I carry all these sound equipment and every equipment needed for the camp, for the worship. After we came, we put all the equipment arrangement, and these are the tents, and it was so empty. So we came and see where do we put these speakers and these equipment, and we arrange them here, and we done all that. There is no chair. So where are the chairs? Well, it's in the storage room. Is it in the envelope? And now he and I went downhill and took 150 chairs back and forth, back and forth. 150 chairs in that tent. And that night, they come. And he's very happy. But who would think that the speaker of the camp would be the one carrying all these chairs? And because I have to help this pastor to arrange on this chair, and afterward, everybody would bring the chairs down to the pastor. But that's something very surprising to me, that I have to do something. In May 2006, I went to a different youth in Philadelphia, and this is for interdenominational camp in around Philadelphia, Maryland, so that all the youth can come. And the same, the pastor bought me a ticket 2 days ahead, and because it was arriving late at night. And so I came there around near midnight. I called. Nobody came. I called the pastor. Oh, your pastor is in love. Let me go. I'm just 5 minutes away. And 1 o'clock, before the pastor came, and we came home, and that night, he led me to and passed the night. He put me down the basement. And there are so all kinds of things. And there is a youth. He was from Vietnam. He's familiar with this pattern, and he came. He has an international license. He can drive. And so he and I stayed down there in the basement. And it's very dark. It's only a small dim light. And the house there, and in the morning, in the 2 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, I heard something, the sounds, and people start running home. So all the noise, so like all these behemoths are running around. And I walked up. I opened the water to wash my feet. And so the water system is very dripping only. And so I tried to wash my face afterward. I want to take a shower and a little bit better, but it's very cold. And so I asked the pastor, why is your water is so cold? There's dripping. Oh, I forgot. I forgot. I closed the valve of the hot water because it was broken. And that night, the next day, we start the youth camp, and the pastor told the one that was staying with me, we have to carry all this thing to the youth camp. And the van, and we loaded the van up with all this equipment. And so, Pastor Jim, why don't you go with this van? I have to pick up a few youth around. And so after a few hours, we came there, and it was early. Nobody came yet. And I was so tired because I could not sleep. I want to have a final place to rest, to review my message before they came. And when I came, there was no longer there. And in that afternoon, there are a few youth showing up to do registration. I asked, is there a place for me to stay? Who are you? This is a registration person. I'm Pastor Chung. So he looked at the list. He didn't see my name. No Pastor Chung there. And so he gave all this to the youth, and the youth knew whoever registered. I did not register, so my name was on the list. Your name is not here. You have no place to stay. So I wait until the pastor said, he is the speaker of this youth. So have a place for him to stay. So they gave me a cabin to sleep in. There are 10 people in the cabin. In the cabin, I'm the only one. When I'm the old one, the rest is you. And nobody showed up yet. After the dinner that night, I came to come in. And I find a place among the bunk beds to stay. And at 10 o'clock, I heard many noises. All the youth start to show up. And the youth, they stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning. They talk all kinds of stories with English and Vietnamese. And I could not find a place to rest. And 2 o'clock, they start to sleep. And I could not sleep. And then they are snoring and then groaning. And 4 o'clock, they woke up. They can have to make an exercise. So they call everybody up and wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I talked to my pastor. Oh, I could not have enough strength to sleep here. Oh, they are good arrangers, but they put me up with the youth And so around these groups, what did they arrange them to them? And some of them, I want to arrange them to the response of each cabin has one adult. And so if they have missed me, I can correct them, but they don't know who I am. And that's the way they get me in a different cabin and stay with a different pastor. And a few adults are in the cabin with me. And those are the memories that I remember all the time. The speaker of the camp without name, without me registered. When Jesus welcomes, not like they welcome me to these youth camps, Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many tents. If not, I already have told you. There are many rooms. And Jesus says, I will go and prepare a place for you. He affirmed that where Jesus comes, will come home to the Father. That's a place. What is a place? There are so many places. If you want to know what that house is, to read in Revelation, we will see the place where we go and your congregation. When we think of the place that we will come, that Jesus is preparing for us, the important that if is our name on the list, if our name is on the list, we will not know if we will go there or not. We will not be in the house prepared by the Lord. We will not be in that happy place. We will go to a place of suffering. Not only Jesus prepared a place, but Jesus said, I will come back and welcome you back to that place. Not only God prepare for us a place, He will prepare a way for us to get there. Praise be to Jesus, because Jesus respects all our faith. That is the one that will lead us into happiness. In this life, all the religion will go into some place. But there is no one can guarantee that believer where they're gonna go. It was just empty promise. We could not trace or verify where that is, but Jesus told us, you know where you am I going. You will know the way to get there. Jesus affirmed and guaranteed that because Jesus is from heaven into coming to earth. When He came, He can lead us back to heaven. That becomes something of a guarantee. So in our life, when we put trust in Jesus, that trust, that faith must be in the correct, so that our names can be on the list, that the place that God has prepared a place for us. If someone like me someday will come and visit Twin, where is Twin? It's in White Street. What street? Then 25 and turn right and turn left there and then turn south. Anyway, if I follow that instruction, I would not find her house. But if you couldn't follow me, then of course we'll find her house. Jesus said, He came from heaven and He led back up to heaven. He knows the way. He is the way. It's not our effort. And the Lord told us that we respect and fear or we will be left behind. This, the true self of believing. Do we truly love that place that God is prepared for us or not? And then the Lord will come back and lead us there. Do you love that place? Or that's just something in your mind? Today, we think that money is important. House is important. Our vehicles, our car is important. But not heaven. We do not love the right person, we will be a suffering person. And Jesus is preparing a place that I will come back and lead back you with me back to the place. May we desire this place about this eternal life that God is preparing for us. So wherever I am, Jesus said, you will there, will be there also. Happiness truly is someone to live with someone we love. And so when we have a desire to be with Jesus, if you do not desire that, you will not be happy there. That to be with Jesus right now, we have the time to spend with Jesus so that we can feel happiness when we be with Jesus. God is not a religion. Jesus is not a religion. It's not something that we go to church with. Whoever trusts in Jesus, we will receive that happiness right now. Because of the changed life. The third point that we think together is to have a meaningful life. We have a true purpose that we will yearn toward. In verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus answered this because of Thomas. Thomas put, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Thomas asked. Do we know where Jesus is? Do we know where Jesus went? If we do not know where Jesus went, we just like Thomas. How do we know where you are going? Where is Jesus right now? We could not know where the way back to Jesus. A tree that has been planted, it must grow. If that tree does not grow, it will die. Because the tree cannot remain like it is. It must grow or it will die. So when a life that has a purpose to yearn toward, that life is dead. A youth can think about the future and that life is forgotten. The parents will suffer because their children does not have a purpose in life. So the purpose, if we do not have a good purpose in life, Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. Many people around have a heart for religion, but clearly Thomas, religion cannot lead us to a place where we want to be. And so, they will follow religion, but they don't know where they're going. With our Christian, Jesus said to us, so the promise of entering his rescue stand, let us be careful that is our heart desiring for that. We are fear of the Lord sincerely. We love the Lord with all our heart and mind so we can receive this blessing. Jesus is ready to show us the way. Where is our heart then before? Do we receive the acknowledgement that Jesus is our way? There is a missionary to accept the mission in Africa. He doesn't know where to go to the place in Africa there. And he followed a native people there to lead him. And this native people there lead missionary at the narrow path, continue to narrow. And so he used his knife to cut down all the trees. And the missionary said, is this the right way to go? The road is getting narrow and thicker. And this native person said, turn around. There is no way. There is no way to lead to that center. I am the way. Yes, Jesus is the only way that can lead us back. I am the way. Why did Jesus say, I am the way? Because only by Christ's death, it became a way to bring people back to God. We, in Hebrew, we walk through his death. So Jesus is like a curtain that separates the holy from the most holy. And this is broken. And we walk through his death. Our effort to all our religious activity do not save us. The relationship with Jesus Christ is the condition to lead us to see God. And Jesus said, I am the way. And that's the condition for us to come to God. Jesus said, I am the truth. What does truth mean? Truth means there is only one thing. There are not many truths. There is only one truth. Jesus is the only way to bring someone back to God. No one else. There is no religion that can bring the human race back to God. If we believe the gospel is a religion, we would not be saved. If we have no relationship with Christ, we cannot be saved.
Yeah.
He is our breath. He is sword of life. And Jesus said, if you know me, you know my Father. When Thomas asked him, I don't know where you're going. How can I know the way? Can you lead us to the Father? Jesus said, why do you say that? If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. If we do not know Jesus, we will not know the Father. If you really know me, you will know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. When understand the true person of Jesus Christ, how can they experience that? Not by our effort or your effort, not by our the religious activities. And this is Jesus' promise. He has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glorious and goodness. That's in 1 Peter 2. His divine power has given us everything we need. That means our lives here on this earth without incident, Jesus ready to give this peace so that we have this. Jesus is the answer for our life because Jesus gave us what is needed to live this life, to have a life to acknowledging him through trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ. The fear of God to recognize Jesus. And 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4, to these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Sin caused a suffering. Peter said, you have escaped that corruption in the world caused by evil desire. Now we participate in the divine nature. Now God loved us. I would know how to love. God is trustworthy and faithful. So now we are faithful. The characters, the attributes of Jesus will be imparted to us. May we participate in his divine nature. He came from where? From Jesus. He gave us the ability to participate in the nature. It's not that we are a long-time believer that we become like Jesus. No. He gave us the nature, his nature. No religion can bring that to us. Religion is our effort. But we call this the gospel. And this is what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. And so gospel is something God has done in our life. So his attributes, his character can become in our life. And Jesus, so in the we have become more like the image of His Son. So may our faith is a faith that God can be rejoiced to make us more like the image of Christ. The attribute of Christ rub off on us. And these are the things that God can help you to pull us close to Him. From here, you really know me as you know Father. So may this not be just a thought, but it is a true experience. I'd like to end with this one. She was born with a very beautiful face, and when she was 6 years old, and she was tumble and fall down, and her eye she lost her eyesight because of this accident when we fall on something sharp. Even though the doctors had prepared, but the eyes was forever lost. And there are many scars and make her face to become ugly. And shall we grow up with that? She has a filthy feeling that I'm so ugly because I lost my eye and I have scar in my face. And her face, her mother said, "Say, hey, lift up your head. Let everybody know the true beauty is not just physical, but it is from within you." Oh, this girl, everybody look at her. How can this girl lift up her head? So she always cover her weakness, her deficiency, and she looked down onto. One day, when she grew up, she met a man, but she was so feel guilty. She said that maybe there is nothing I can do to make this person love me. And she always just want to look straight into the eyes of this person. And one day he said to her, and this man told her, "You know what? You are really beautiful to me. From the inside, as well as well." And he said that with a sincere voice. His love for her has put away her guilt about her scar on her face. And he changed the way she looked at herself. And finally, they lived together and married. Jesus has found you and me, and Jesus told us a sincere voice. Here, so that none of us will be falling short of it. Since the promise of entering His rest till then, let us be careful now that none of you will be found to have fallen short of it. May we have this happiness because somebody loved us. I am the life, the truth, and the way. Be fearful of the word of God for us. May we have experienced this so that faith and happiness are become the trust in God will bring us happiness. Please stand and read together the key verse of today's message. Let's read together. "Therefore, since the promise of entering His rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it." We thank the Lord because now the promise so that we can enter into your rest still stands. May you help us through yours. Then we come to you with a fearful attitude, a sincere attitude, to truly believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. That we need to do the right thing to correct our life before you, correct our faith before you. May we affirm this faith in you. that Jesus is the only one that can save our life, that bring our life out of this evil world, out of this world's worry, so that you can help us to experience all that Jesus wants to do in our life. You have prepared a place for us, that you have promised that we may desire that experience that, because Jesus told us that you will come back. You will come back to bring us. You will come back so that we will be with you wherever you are, to be truly happy. That we have a decision to choose Jesus for ourselves, so that our faith is placed in you. We are thankful because the purpose you give us, though we can still live in this temporary world full of suffering, but the purpose is an eternal life, the place wherever you are, we may be also. May we do everything so that will become that someone pleasing to you. Nothing can separate us from your love, Lord. Though they may be powerful, but our unbelief was the only thing that will separate us. May you help each one of us affirm our faith in you, in Jesus Christ, so that our faith will not be useless. May you bless each one of us. We are thankful because of your word this morning. We are thankful because you still love us, so that we may respond to your love in an appropriate way. We lift up our congregation before you. We now pray in Jesus' name. Amen.